Hi, and thanks for listening in to Desires Podcast. Today, we're going to talk about the struggle. And I just have to keep it real with you. I am one of them moms that have been a single mom for a while. I was a teen mom, a single mom. I went through the struggle. I thought it wasn't a God at some points. It was points where I couldn't feed my children. I didn't know my kids were going to go to school. I had to sell my food stamps. And I had to figure out how my baby's going to go to school when it starts. They ain't got clean clothes. I don't got a washer and dryer. Like, I have been through so much in my life, and that's why I am who I am today. That's why I grind like I grind today. This is why I work so hard in the community to serve people, because I know the pain of that. I know the trauma, the heartache. You know, if you never been through it, you only know what the book told you, what you went to school to learn, what you see. But I'm going to tell you right now, the people that had to feel this, the people that had to go through the struggle, the people that had to wake up and say, my kid's hungry, what I'm going to do? And 9 times out of 10, the easiest thing to do is sell drugs. Because what else I'm going to do? I don't know what else to do, because I'm not going to sell my body, but I got to figure out how my baby's going to eat. And so it comes to a point where you have to understand what you've been through made you who you are today. And just be thankful that God pulled you through that. And I'm speaking from me, honestly, I am so grateful who God have brought me to be. I am like literally bigger than what I can imagine. Being able to serve hundreds of families weekly is something I would never think I'd be able to do. Being able to be there for children and moms and dads and helping people get jobs and, you know, just this is obedience. And I cannot tell you how hard it is to do the job that I do. It's very hard. But I can tell you it's so worth it. Because I was that mama that didn't know what to do next. I was that mama that didn't know what I was going to tell my kids when they came home and wanted no dinner on the table. I was that mama. So now I look back and I'm looking in these women's eyes and I'm looking at these babies that got to go without. And I'm just like, God, I want to be able to serve. I want to be able to help these families. I want to be able to tell a mama that, baby, you can make it. Yep, you might be on food stamps now. Yep, you might have housing now. But baby, this ain't the end of your ropes. I need you to know that you can do this. And I grind so hard because it's so important that we know we can be great. And this means so much to me when a mom come to me and need me to be their mentor. When a mom come to me and want me to help them open their business or show them the ropes, like, that is everything to me, because I was once in their shoes. And who can tell you better than a person that's been in the same situations as you? Who can help you better out the struggle? And I tell people all the time, this is why I don't judge people. Because you never know what a person been through. You never know what a person can become. And so I allow God to judge people. I accept people for who they are. And however I can serve and help, I do. I don't know no other way. And so with that being said, I want you to know, don't knock your struggle. God put you there to bring you where he's trying to take you. And so believe in it. Pray. Stay prayed up. That's one of the best things you can do, is pray and believe in God and know that he brought you to it, so he gonna bring you through it. And when he bring you through it, you really just shout. Be happy. Don't allow nobody to steal your joy. Nobody. I don't care who it is. I don't care if it's your best friend, your mama, your sister, your cousin, your daddy. At this point in your life, when God pull you through that struggle, you embrace that happiness. You be applaud and don't care. Don't put your head down. Don't try to dim your light. Shine bright. God did this for you because you was obedient and you show him. So quit allowing people to make you think that you can't be great. Because I am here to tell you, you can be amazing no matter what situation that you've been in life. No matter what you go through, you can be great. And I just want to be able to be that person to be able to help moms and show them. I was once that mom that didn't have nothing. I was once that mom that didn't know what to do. And I look back and I'm serving hundreds and hundreds of families weekly. And I don't even know how I do it, but I'm obedient. I pray and I just make a way. And I just tell you that, keep your head up. Mama, let me tell you. You might have 2 kids, you might have 3, you might have 5. I don't know how many you got, but I want to tell you that you could be great. Don't let nobody steal your joy. Any negative energy, get it out your life. From man to best friends to whoever. If it's negative, let it go. And I know it's hard to separate from people you love, but if it's negative, you will stunt your growth. And so let that negative go so you can see the brighter side of your life that you're ready to see, to ready to embrace greatness. And don't allow the negativity to stop you. And so when people around you, they got that bad spirit, get them away from you. Separate yourself. And you're going to see what God got for you. Keep your head up. And if you're going to do it, make sure you go hard. That's all I can say. Go hard at what you want. Don't give up. Thanks for listening into the Desires Podcast. Thanks for listening to Answer Desires Podcast. Let's talk about it. So, we hear so many times how people hate their life, how they want this, how they want that, how they can't wait to achieve this. But let's be honest with ourselves. How much work do you actually put in? Do you actually take time to write down your goals, write down what you plan on doing and executing? Like, do you actually take time to put aside to grow? What are you doing in your life to make it better? Because I need you to understand, nothing is going to change just because you wanted to. And you ain't put no work in. And you think life just going to hit and be great. And that's the problem that a lot of people have. Because they don't want to put in the work, but they want to see the results. And life just don't go like that. You have to understand, in order to see the change, you got to put in the work. Nothing is just coming to you. People want that instant change with no work. This is what I want. I want it to happen. Boop, there go. No, that's not how life's going to go. And so you need to understand that I got to put in work to make things work. And then you'll see the difference. But stop thinking just because you're talking about it or just because you see somebody else doing it, oh, I can get it because they got it. No. They had to put in work. Like, you don't see the hard nights, the struggling nights, the sacrifices people have to make. And so you see the outside picture and it look good and everything's shining, but you don't know what the work they had to put in to get where they at. And so stop looking at other people's life and basing your life off theirs. I need you to think about what you want to do different in your life, what you're going to do to make that change in your life. If you want some more money, then you got to get up and make money moves. If you want to be a better wife or a better husband, then you got to work on that. If you want to be a better mom or dad, then you got to work on that. Everything is going to take some work. I don't care what it is. It's going to take work. So don't try to take the shortcut. Because the shortcut is not always the best route to take. And you have to understand that. That's just like going in the store and you buying some food or something and you always want to buy the cheapest brand. But that cheapest brand be missing a little kick or something. You don't know what it is, but that cheaper brand do not always be the best. And so that's how you got to start looking at life like, look, I don't want to go the cheap route out. I want to be successful. I want to be able to one day look back and look at my dreams and say I executed. And so understand it comes with work, hard work and dedication. You're going to start looking at things differently when you start getting up and working late hours or saying, let me put this extra time in to help achieve my goals. And then you'll start seeing results. But please stop thinking that things is going to happen overnight. Please stop thinking because you know somebody or you're around somebody, your life just going to change. Because that's not how it go. Like, put in the work. Even if you're around a millionaire and you ain't doing nothing they doing, don't think that you're going to get the results that they're getting. If you want to see different results, you have to do something different. You want something different? Do something different. If you want life to stay like it is, then don't do nothing. Stay the same. But I'm speaking to the people that say they want something different. I'm speaking to the people that claim that I want a better life. And so when you start asking for a better life, when you start visioning that you're going to have a better life, start just changing your game up. Change your everyday routine up. Figure out what you're going to do to make things different for you. You will start seeing results then when you start putting in work. But baby, You don't work, you don't eat. And that's how you got to start looking at it. And that's just that. Thanks for listening in to Desires Podcast.